and welcome back to another episode of the Blondest Podcast. I'm your host, Savannah Boda.
And I'm your co-host, Tyler Jacoby.
And we're on like first and last name basis now. I love it.
I thought I would switch it up.
I love that. So right before the podcast started, I don't know if you guys know this, but people, the Gen Z specifically, they call toes dogs.
I wonder where that started.
I don't know, but I didn't know about it until you told me about it. But it's just so funny because I just made the funniest joke. If you're watching the video on YouTube, you'll know. So my toes, my dogs are on his lap. So I was like, they're lap dogs. It's so funny.
It's so gross. I don't like feet, but I love her. So I guess they can sit up here. But she tried to put them on me with her like sandals on. And I was
They're not sandals, they're slides.
Okay. Okay. Sure, whatever. Her slides on, and I'm like, no, those have touched the ground outside. Those are gross. So you can take them off, and I guess you can put your feet on me if you need to. You know, she just had surgery, so I'm trying to be graceful, trying to be nice.
And he told me that he wouldn't vote for me for governor, so he's really on my shit list, so he has to let my lap dog stay.
The lap dogs can become lap dogs. I'll never touch her feet, though.
Okay, so today, what are we doing? We are doing...
anonymous Q&A.
Yep, which honestly... I've done it a few times and like it started out really nice. And then like the more I'd post the link, the ballsier people would get.
Yeah.
They got some haters out there. Not you, me specifically. But you can pay like $6.99 to see like where they live near, which isn't worth it.
Yeah. Because she was like, honestly, because there was like, there's some mean ones, which I will read out loud for you guys today. And she will cook you motherfuckers.
I know.
But she was like, should I see where they live? Or she was like, should I pay to see who it is? And I was like, oh, you can actually see who it is. She was like, no, just where they live. And I'm like, no, not worth it.
Well, like, what are you going to get? Where they live, but like, it says like near.
The vicinity.
Which is stupid. Because it's like, okay, I have a hater in Canada. Like, cool.
The dogs are gone.
The dogs are off.
So
we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
First question.
Are you straight?
Yes, but I did have a lesbian lover for about 3 weeks when I worked at Rockfish, actually.
Was it the same girl who got you fired?
No.
No.
It was another girl.
Wouldn't it be better, though, if it was the same girl?
No.
I feel like it'd be like...
We had a good love story.
It would add to the plot, though, like... lovers, then she got me fired, then she got fired from being a paramedic, like really just would like be a good better for the plot.
No, I wonder how she's doing though. She was a really special person in my life.
So it wasn't for you?
It wasn't for me. I think it was the wrong person, wrong time. And then
wrong person or right person? You said you liked her.
No, I did like her. Right person, wrong time. And then also
like wrong lifetime. Like you just weren't
born. If we're gonna be really open, I'm just like I'm not a very sexual person. I feel like a lot, but to be a lesbian, like you have to, like, I feel like it's easier as a straight person. Like you can do, you know what I'm saying? Like you.
No, I don't know.
I just feel like you have to be more sexual in a lesbian relationship than like what I personally as a person. I'm not a super sexual being. So I felt like I just like couldn't give her what she deserved.
I feel that for me personally.
You know, like I feel
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah. Like I feel like I just wasn't sexual enough for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How was your journey with Prolon? Did you like it?
Yes. Would I do it again? Yes, I need to because my wedding's coming up and I ordered a dress two sizes smaller than what I am now.
She didn't do that. That was like, I am going to lose some weight.
Yeah, you have to. But I liked it. Yeah, you're supposed to do it 3 months in a row. It's like 5 to 7 days of like eating powdered soups, olives. And I have a love-hate relationship with olives. I like Guatemala olives. I like green olives. I don't like black olives. I don't know.
I think a lot of people are like that. My brother he only likes black olives, so.
But I will say it's really freaking expensive for like powdered soups and olives.
You're literally eating like astronaut food.
And they're like, it's $350 for whatever, but it does work.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Okay, do you ever get tired of living your life on social media? I don't mind watching because I love you, but does it ever get tiring?
Yeah, and you know, what I have to say to that is, do you ever get tired of going to your job? You know,
absolutely.
Yes. And so social media is a huge part of my job and a huge part of my income. So yes, do I get tired of it? 100%. Do you get tired of going to your job every day? 100%. So yeah, it is hard, but it's funny that y'all think you see everything in my life, which like Tyler knows, like you really don't. Like you see like 30 seconds of, you know, my day. Like I literally, there's so much I don't share.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll give it to this girl. She works constantly. And like we were watching, There's
a lot of things
yesterday.
That I keep a secret, like a lot of things, like the things I purchased for myself. Like I am not, and I just am not that gaudy person. Like, not to shit on anyone, but I'm gonna shit on them. There's just one girl I follow in the industry, and she posts every designer thing that she buys for herself. And like, I know a lot of people kind of like that content, and I know there's a lot of like TikTokers that like, you know, make a lot of money. Like that's like their people like to like see what other people buy. I just personally can't. Like, I don't like, I will maybe show one or two things subtly, but like, I just never will be like, look at this new bag I bought, or look at these new, you know, I did show my new Louis Vuitton earrings on my like subscribers, but I very rarely post that content.
I'm fake because I don't subscribe to her.
Yeah, he doesn't want to pay $10 to see his best friend.
No. Sorry.
Do secret stuff. He gets the real life stuff.
I can't believe that like they won't just let you give me a subscription.
I know
for free.
It sucks because my mom's like, can you just add me? And I'm like, no, bitch, I can't pay $9.99. I'm your daughter's support.
Did she?
No.
Okay. The real people in your life aren't going to pay for that.
Yeah, Lance was like, can I pay for it? I was like, no.
The money would go right back. Do they? I bet they take a cut.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah, I do get tired of it, but it is a very small portion of my life. And
it's like,
and I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's like, do I get tired of? Oh, I will say that you'll show things that are like memories for you. Like they, it may be seen as like you showing your car, you know, when you got it. But it's like that's the first car you ever purchased for yourself. So it's like stuff like that where it's like like milestones for you, but like just like regular.
I agree, and you know what? That's so funny you say that because the other day I was looking for a picture. So I grew up in Florimond, and we took Cyrus to the Florimond Pumpkin Patch, which was like the pumpkin patch that I grew up going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to find this photo because I dated this guy in high school. And if y'all know me and Lance's like whole love story, I dated his best friend in high school and he dated my best friend and we all went to the pumpkin patch. So I was with this guy in a photo and Lance was with this other girl in a photo when we were all at the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I lost all of my fucking photos, you know, from my old phones. Like,
oh,
I just lost them through
the
years.
So it would have been like a funny like,
well, no,
now
I,
and then.
It was on Instagram. That's the only way I had it. So like, if I didn't have it posted, like, we would have never had that.
Oh.
So that's why like sometimes I'm like, oh, like if I like, if my phone today, like if I accidentally got wiped and I lost every single photo, at least like I'd have the photos that were on my Instagram, you know?
It's like a capsule. It's like
a
time capsule. Yeah.
But what were you saying about The Blind Side? About us watching The Blind Side? Because I interrupted you. I'm sorry, bestie.
We were talking about how like you were saying like, do you like going to your job? Like blah, 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 blah. And I was just saying like, you're always working, like it's your job, and like we were watching The Blind Side, and then they were, because like from other people's perspective, it seems like you don't work. You know what I mean? Like it's like, what, like how hard is it to be on like your phone and blah 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 blah. And then that's why in the movie Michael Orr was like, is that why the dad and the family never has to work? And he's like, even when I'm not working, I'm working. And that's like literally your life. Like you're always working. Like these are your days off that we're sitting here in the podcast. And that's like, we love doing it, but it's still like work technically. It's for your job.
Damn right.
So, but yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Yes.
Like it,
yeah, I could be doing a lot worse things.
Yeah. Okay. So how tall are you?
5'3" and a half.
Okay. About half. Saves you. You wouldn't want to be 5'3".
Really long. Did you? Was it a bad one?
No. I just accidentally clicked out of it. Did you use Alpharet while breastfeeding? I know it might be considered a contraindication. Yes, but what was your experience?
Yeah. So I've talked about this very openly. I personally did use retinoids throughout my entire pregnancy, and the reason is I've done extensive research. There's a lot of doctors that I look up to that have literature on it, and basically, what I've come to know is, as women in our prenatal vitamins, we have more vitamin A that we're taking orally that could ever be topically absorbed. I'm sorry, I can't talk today. That could ever be topically absorbed through the skin from a topical vitamin A. And the study that shows that vitamin A is, you know, detrimental to pregnant women and fetuses is actually done on Accutane, which is an oral version of, you know, vitamin A. It never was actually done on a cream or a serum or a topical retinoid. It's only for, you know, oral use. So it's an umbrella, you know, statement to say that it's not safe for pregnant women. And obviously no company wants to go take that risk because that's just a lot of lawsuit, a lot of studies and a lot of risk. But I always say, talk to your doctor. I personally talked to mine. She was comfortable with me using my retinoid throughout pregnancy. And a lot of my clients get the go ahead from their dermatologist, I'm not dermatologist, sorry, their gynecologist. And, doctors and physicians to use it. So it's completely up to you. I personally did it. Skin Better will never say it's like pregnancy safe.
Yeah.
Because
in order for them to say it's pregnancy safe, they have to do a clinical study on pregnant women.
No one's going to do that.
Yeah. So the products are not technically
pregnancy safe.
They are not pregnancy safe, but
to each their own.
What kind of advertising should I do to grow locally?
I would go to charity events. I would go to local events that they have, you know, around town. They have a lot of like little meetups for small business owners, things like that. Getting on podcasts for local businesses. Any kind of advertising you can do to get your name out there. Yeah. Ads that are like on Facebook specific to people that live near you.
Did you say community groups on Facebook?
And community groups on Facebook. Like we have a Flower Mound Cares.
Yeah.
Things like
that. I feel like that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lot of stuff through
Flower Mound Cares.
Like honestly, like if I'm looking for anything, I go to Flower Mound Cares because like everyone in the, someone will ask, where can I find this?
Like the best swim instructor for my kid.
Yeah, exactly. And then like, you can see like there's like people who like give the same person like six times and like, oh my gosh, they're the best. And you're like, okay, I found like the one I want. So
yes.
I think that's a really good one. What is the best chemical peel with no downtime?
The Skin Better peel. Because it has no downtime. It's really cool because it actually attaches to each individual dead skin cell instead of the entire epidermis. So you are peeling, you just don't see it because it's so small. So it's like micro shedding.
For the longest time, it was like my bread and butter. I would.
It's the best peel.
I would make her do it to me religiously every month. And now I've kind of fallen off the wagon. But
didn't I get you one for your house?
No.
No, I'll do
it. You're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah.
We asked. I tried to ask our Skin Better rep. And she was like, you have to be licensed and have a medical director. Oh, I was like, you know, I shot my shot.
Right?
It doesn't hurt to ask. That's one thing I'll say. Anything in life. Ask. It doesn't hurt to ask.
That's true.
They may say no, but how long should it take to see results from microneedling? I got my first one done and I've been breaking out a bit more and haven't noticed any difference.
So it's going to take about 3 to 6 sessions to actually see results. It takes time for that collagen and elastin to build, especially if we're repairing scarring, large pores, and things like that, fine lines and wrinkles. It's not like you're not going to look different in a week. And it's very normal to purge after any kind of procedure because you're stimulating blood flow, cell turnover, things like that. So it's normal to experience breakouts after any invasive procedure.
Lord knows we do.
I do.
Best peels or laser for redness, PIH, left over from chemical peels and premature peeling a year or more ago.
Yeah, that's why I always tell my clients to not pick their peel because it can do more harm than good. And that's the thing about peels is it can fix a lot, but if you don't treat them correctly, you can come out looking worse than you did before you did the peel. So good treatments for that. I mean, redness, IPL is great. BBL is great. I would do another peel.
What is BBL?
Broadband light.
Okay.
Not a Brazilian butt lift.
That's the only BBL
Aero
I know.
Aerolase is really good for PIE. I mean, gosh, more microneedling peels to correct the damage you did from peeling the peel, but you have to have, you know, I don't know if... For me, if I had a client that did that and they learned their lesson, I would peel them again. But we'd have to have like a serious like sit down talk like, please don't do this again to yourself. But I feel like this person saying this like knows what they did wrong and they like wouldn't do it again. Like they learned their lesson.
Is laser the same sort of recovery process as I've never seen laser or done laser? So like, is it like you can still fuck up laser too? Like if you pick your skin or how does laser work?
More just getting sun damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're doing like a CO2, you usually don't like peel like that.
Okay. Did you participate in the Sephora sale?
I didn't. No, I'm not a big makeup girly.
Mm-mm. Funny, the next question is literally favorite makeup products. You talk about skincare products, but what about Savannah's makeup faves?
Okay, so for foundation, if I do wear foundation, I do Oxygenetics. There's a link in my bio on Instagram if you want to like use my link so I can make money. It's my favorite. That's what I use. We sell it in clinic as well. And they have like a shade matcher on their website too. It's awesome. They have an acne safe version and then a regular version. And I love it too because you can actually use it post procedure. So you could use it after a laser, after a peel. So if you're like getting a peel done, you're like, I need to wear makeup tonight. You can use Oxygenetics. It's safe and it's, you know, good for your skin. And you actually can really build it. So you can make it thinner or heavier, depending on what you like. For contour, I love the Mario makeup stick. Kim Kardashian's makeup artist has his brand Makeup by Mario. I use the shade Light. Mascara, I love the Idol or Idol. It's like has an E at the end, so it's like Idol from Lancome. And for blush, I've been using the Color Science Color Bomb in the shade Pink Sky. I love it. It's actually a sunscreen stick, and it's colored with iron oxide. So it's not makeup. It's sunscreen that's colored with iron oxides, and iron oxide actually blocks blue light. And it's really cool, too, because we all know this part of your face is where you get the most sun because it's the highest point of the face where the cheekbone is. So when you're wearing an extra layer of sunscreen right here as a blush, you're protecting your skin more. And every time you do a chemical peel or laser, anything that pulls pigment, you'll always see that you pull the most pigment like on the side you drive and on that cheekbone. So that's what I use for blush. And lip stuff, I've always been a slut for Pillow Talk. From Charlotte Tilbury. That's my absolute favorite. I will never go without it. Powder blush. I love the Dior pink one. That's Kylie Jenner's favorite blush too.
Okay.
Per.
I don't know any of those products. Oh my goodness.
I didn't think that mic would pick it up.
That was bold. Okay. Here's one of the hater comments.
Oh no, Tyler.
Even though they're not, they said not hateful, just interesting. Why did you do all these surgeries if you're all about working on yourself and commitment to the skin, being youthful, naturally, etc.?
Well,
you said yawn.
Boring with your questions. I'm just kidding. No, I just was timing. Okay, I burped and then yawned. It's usually how it goes for me. It's a sequence. These are things that I couldn't have fixed with skincare or diet and exercise.
Absolutely.
Can't make my tits less saggy with skincare. I can't get rid of neck fat with like skincare. You can make them tighter and like look better, but can't really get rid of it. There's not the thing like eats the fat.
Yeah, like for me, I have scar tissue in my neck. Mm-hmm. So like I literally cannot, no matter how much weight I lose, I'm always lopsided on my neck. Like,
yeah. And I am a bit advocate for, you know, doing things to help you age gracefully and naturally. So, yeah, I don't really understand the question too much because I feel like it doesn't go against anything I say.
Yeah, me neither. And that's why I wanted to ask you because we can talk about how it
doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't like,
and even if like, it's just like, it's non-related to my skin, you know, like this doesn't affect how I'm going to age.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
It just affects
also
my fat.
And like, honestly, I don't hate people. I have no hate towards people who get cosmetic surgeries. But like, you didn't go get like fake boobs put in or like anything. Like, you literally just
wanted them smaller, tighter.
And
let me just say this too: like I would natural. Not have just gone to go get neck lipo. You know, like I did this.
Yeah. Come for me.
But, and even if I did, it wouldn't matter. But for me, like I was already going under and I already had, I was like, add that shit in.
Yeah. But no correlation. Next. Yeah.
Next question.
How long did it take to plan the Halloween costumes for you and your fam? I absolutely loved it.
It literally took 30 minutes. I went to Halloween.com and ordered them. Yep. I just, when I look at Cyrus, it gives me flounder energy.
This one's a doozy.
Uh-oh.
I reported my boss to the state board for doing illegal microneedling and fibroblast in California, but she got no violations during inspection because she lied. What do I do now?
Well,
find somewhere else to work.
Yeah, and I also think if you really hate your boss that much, like, just leave her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And right? I just, like I said, karma will get her, but karma's also going to get you. I feel like it's just like you just...
No, I don't think it's karma because if she's like doing things illegally and like...
Yeah.
Like it's like if someone murdered someone, are you going to get karma for going to the police?
Yeah, but I feel like maybe... Well, this is how I feel about it. I feel like she should have come to her boss and said, I'm not comfortable that you're doing these procedures instead of going behind her back. You know what I'm saying with it? Like, I don't like that energy of like nice to your face, but like trying to hurt you from the back end. I think if she quit and expressed how she felt and then turned her in, then like I'd be like, okay, I don't care, you know? But I think it's, for me, what doesn't sit right with me is her still working for this woman while still trying to sabotage and hurt her on the back end. Like, if you like, say it with your chest, you know, like, don't be, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry if this offends her, but say it with your chest. That's how I feel about it. If you are unhappy and you don't like the way your boss is running something, get a different job, work somewhere else. Don't play both sides of like nice to her face and then trying to hurt her on the back end.
Yeah, like if you're, that's,
just,
what,
that's
said,
what I'm saying. It's like just bad
first,
vibes.
My first thing was like, why are you working there? Like if it goes against it really, your morals and like stuff like that, then that,
that's how I
would
feel.
Find a new job.
Like say it with your chest, tell her how you feel and leave. Don't like play nice to her face. Like I just don't respect people that do that because I feel like if you know what I'm saying? Like I just feel like it's bad energy and it's karma.
Yep.
Like you're like, you know what I'm saying? That's like being friends with someone and like them telling you like all of their like dirty secrets. Like
if you
like,
if
I like, this is hypothetical, I'd never cheat on Lance, but that's like if I like told Tyler like I cheated on Lance and like he was gonna keep it a secret, but then behind that he was like, you know, telling Lance about it, you know, like even though what I did was wrong, like he, you know what I'm saying? Like I just feel like he should have been like, I'm not gonna be your friend anymore. What you did to Lance is fucked up and I'm gonna go tell him.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, oh no, bestie, like tell me everything, like, you know, and then going behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the vibes I get.
I get on board with that.
Okay. Glad we agree.
You always preach about high quality skincare because cheap is low quality, the best for your skin, blah blah blah. Meanwhile, you yourself soaking in those cheap bath bomb toxic dyes for hours almost daily. No hate, just curious why. I love all these people coming for her neck and then at the end saying no hate.
Like, say it with your fucking chest, girls. I'm just kidding. I love y'all. But I mean, I like the questions and I will be open. First of all, they're not cheap bath bombs. Lash is expensive, okay? After COVID, they're like $10 a pop, okay?
And aren't they like all natural, like vegan? Like,
yeah.
I mean, not to say that's good.
They have some fragrance in there, but you know what?
I thought they're fragrance free. Are they not?
No, they have definitely have a fuck ton of fragrance in there. Dyes and like blue 20 and red 40, okay. I'm sure. But you know what? This is how I feel, okay? This is my body. It's not my face, number one. Number two, everything in life is about balance, okay? It's just like eating a bagel and drinking a green juice, okay? Or like doing cocaine at the club and then doing Pilates the next morning. Everything in life is about balance. You know, you don't have to be like so one way, like I'm going to have fun. And you know what? It brings me fucking happiness and joy. And this world, it's a tough world that we live in. And for me, 30 minutes a day bathing and a bright colored bath makes me a better fucking mother and makes me a better boss and a better esthetician and just a better fucking friend. And if that's what makes me happy, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it shamelessly and proudly.
Well, that's a good point, because I feel like you're doing the bath bombs for relaxation and for, well, like, you know what I mean? But like when you're doing skincare, you're doing it for results. Like you're not doing, like, unless you, I guess, get off on like spending 20 minutes rubbing your face.
I hate it.
I absolutely loathe it.
Yeah, so, but I love the results.
Yeah, that's why you're doing it. The bath bombs aren't.
It's for serotonin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like taking Zoloft.
How do you feel about the Elastin skincare line?
It's really good for post laser, but it's just really expensive and it's really basically just for healing for a laser. So it's hard to solve. Their tinted sunscreen's good.
It's like almost like a post treatment line.
Yeah. I think they have some other stuff too, but I don't know. It's just kind of fallen off since it got bought out by someone else.
Was Face Reality worth it? And how was the program for that? Is there any other program / certification you got that you would recommend?
I love Face Reality. It's completely changed my business. Being an acne specialist is something I'm so passionate about. And it really helped me find my like why in the industry and like what I wanted to do and to really stand out and, you know, be really good at like a couple things instead of being like decent at everything. So yeah, 100% worth it. Other certifications, Dermaplaning Pro certification was cool. I mean, it just depends, you know, what you're interested in.
I want to ask you this question because I know we went very in depth with this, but I don't remember what podcast it was on. But how did you transition from doing all the services treatments to mainly only doing microneedling and peels? And did you notice you lost a lot of clients?
You're always going to lose clients when you change focus, but it's not a bad thing. You're, you know, keeping the clients that you want and you're maximizing your time and your profit. So for me, I want to do results driven treatments. And for me, that's always been my focus. And so I just slowly stopped doing it and saying, hey, instead of doing your 60-minute facial that we usually do every month, I feel like we should be doing this procedure because it's more anti-aging. It's going to give you more benefit. Like, yes, you're going to look good and feel relaxed after this, but it's not going to make any changes in X, Y, Z concerns that you have. So let's change, you know, what our treatment plan is for you and do things that are going to get you to your goal. Now, if your goal isn't that, I can recommend another esthetician. And yeah, of course, I lost a couple clients, but it made room for those that wanted what I have to offer.
Will you be able to breastfeed now that you've had surgery?
He says yes.
Where did you learn the most about peels and microneedling? I feel like it's hard to find good information online unless it's from another SD.
Yeah, I think just honestly, you guys, I get these questions a lot. It's just being in the treatment room. It's firsthand experience. I know that's hard because I remember being so intimidated to do chemical peels and just scared to, you know, burn someone or make a mistake. And like, you will. And you learn from
them. You've never burned someone?
No, but I mean,
it's a possibility.
There's times where a client in the beginning has left and I've been like,
did I burn them?
Yeah. And then they're fine. I'm like, oh, thank God. Yeah. You're just like, wear a lot of sunscreen and really use this and do not go, like, look at me and I do not fucking go in the sun. Yeah. You know, but there's been times where I've been, you know, nervous. And I think you just learn more from practicing. It's like practice makes perfect. It's like driving. It's like you can read a book on how to drive, but it's like not until you get in the car that you become a good driver.
ProHeal vitamin A / retinol. Is it actually potent enough to replace retinol altogether?
Not at all. And it's actually a derivative of retinol. So it's very weak. It's more of a vitamin C than it would be considered a vitamin A.
What would be the most important thing to not forget when legally starting your business?
Insurance.
Insurance, taxes, sales tax.
Paying your sales tax correctly.
Yeah. Because for a while,
I didn't know that Savannah you had to do that.
Savannah didn't charge sales tax when she was selling her product. So she had to pay sales tax out of her own pocket.
Yeah, no one told me.
To the government. So, yeah.
I didn't know a lot of things.
Yeah, she didn't know jack shit about having a business.
And no one helped me either. My parents are like, you want to start a business? You're on your own, sis.
But yeah, that would be, I would say that was your biggest mistake was you didn't charge sales tax.
You should have seen my jaw drop. My dad's like, so you're charging sales tax? And I'm like, I'm charging what, daddy?
He was like, you owe this much money. And she didn't collect a dollar for sales tax.
Yeah. And just taking like random money. Like I got paid in like Petco gift cards once.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. I don't know how you're going to tell the IRS.
Someone once paid me in pennies, a big bag of pennies in a Ziploc bag.
When I first started seeing you, I paid you in their Venmo. But you like weren't a business yet.
Nah. Well, I was, but I wasn't.
You weren't.
I was just...
You like didn't even have back bar products. You didn't have anything. I had to go on the Glymed's website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Retail, you mean? I had back bar. I didn't have retail.
Oh, sorry. You didn't have retail.
I was like, what the fuck was I putting on today?
You were just putting water on me.
Does this feel good?
I was like, why'd your jaw drop?
Like, I was like, it definitely had backfire, you fucking bitch.
Okay. Opinions on Circadia. We are using it in school, but not sure how to feel about it.
I think it's a good line. I have nothing against it. I just don't need it. Everything I have fills my holes.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a sexual way, but, you know, like, fills the gaps that I need. Like, I have a category for everything I need, and I have all the lines that fill those gaps.
I think we get this every time, but advice for aspiring solo SDs.
Okay, I thought it was going to be something bad.
No.
I would just say be true to yourself from the very start because it's hard to change your brand once you've already branded yourself a certain way, and you don't want to brand yourself just because someone else has done it a certain way. Like, just stay true to yourself. And honestly, authenticity attracts more people. People are so attracted to confident people, people that are, you know, walk to the beat of their own drum. Don't be like the masses. Be unique. Be yourself. Put your clients first. You're nothing without them. You can have the cutest social media profile all day long, but if you're not good at your craft and you're not giving your clients results or relaxing or whatever, you know, your niche is, you're not going to do any, you're not going to get anywhere. They're your bread and butter. Social media comes last.
Okay, perfect. And then for, this is going to be part one. So for the last question of this part, tips for beginners bringing on acne bootcamp in person and virtually.
Be confident in what you're doing and make sure that you are weeding out the people that are not going to be compliant, because they need to want it more than you want it for them.
Before and afters.
Before and afters, to prove that you can walk the walk and talk the talk.
Sure.
Yep. Until next time, we'll see you guys next Monday.
See you next Monday with a part two. Bye.
Bye.